Well, bypass that donut because some people just take their fried bacon and dip it right into chocolate.
Like, it's just crispy bacon, yes. Just like dipped in?
Dipped in chocolate. It's almost like when you take...
Where have you had such a delicacy?
To be fair, I don't know if I've actually had it. I've just seen photos.
One of my very favorites is something I've never actually consumed.
It's my favorite idea.
Welcome to The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
Sipping and laughing and snacking and chatting.
Majors!
Food tastes better with funny friends.
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying.
Ooh. This is your first time in a podcast studio?
Jamie, why in the H-E double pretzel sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Hi, snackers.
Hola.
Welcome to another episode of The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon. Jamie, how are you doing today, sister?
I am good.
Good. It
is
a great day.
Snack heavy day for me.
It has been for me as well. What have you been consuming?
Well, there's just been a lot of treats around the office.
Yes.
And then, you know, you got to prepare for a podcast.
Sure.
And it's just, there's just snacks everywhere in my heart, in my brain, and in my body.
Yeah. What was your favorite snack of the day? Ooh, are we changing snack of the week snack of the day?
No, you can't ask me twice in one episode to tell you a snack. I can barely come up with a snack of the week every time.
Well, what are you doing on a snack podcast?
Well, here's the problem is there's just too many options.
Sure.
And it's very hard to narrow
That's
down.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
So, but today, really segueing in there, today's topic has so many options.
It's true, because we are talking sweet and salty snacks.
I almost started singing the song Deep and Wide, because that's the...
Which is that a Jesus song?
Yeah. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Deep and wide, deep and
wide. Oh, with a shimmy. But your thoughts on sweet and salty snacks can be deep and wide.
It's true. We're excited to talk about this because for some reason, sugary snacks just taste a little bit better with some salt added, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. And amen.
Do you actually want to know why that is?
Ooh, coming in hot with the research.
Got some research for you. Okay. Our friends over at delish.com did some scientific research. And apparently, according to the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which I know exactly what that is, found that certain sugar receptors that were thought only to exist in the gut were now spotted on sweet taste cells on the tongue. So when sodium is present, it alerts your brain, oh, there's something sweet coming. Be ready.
So that's why every time I eat chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant, I want something sweet afterwards?
Sure. Bring on that chimichanga.
Well, because the salt on the chips, because... You need to salt every chip individually, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But if that's what's telling my brain that I am going to have sweet, that's why I'm craving sweets after Mexican.
That might be right, but we are not researchers, so don't quote us.
Oh, we just turned into a science podcast.
We did.
Move over, Bill Nye.
Sciencepod.com. Here we come.
.org.
Oh, why?
It's a nonprofit.
Would you please give to us? Please visit. Oh, we better not, because it could be a website.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to give us any sort of monetary contribution, would we say no?
No. Yeah, have my Venmo. Do you need my PayPal?
You have PayPal?
Yes.
Whoa, old.
Wow, what a harsh reality. I will receive money where you meet me.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
at the bank.
In coins,
in my birthday card,
in crypto, whatever you got, I will receive
it. Do not start the crypto conversation because it will never end.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Wait, I did a little research too as to why sweet and salty. And did you know when you're like where the sweet and salty is positioned on your tongue? Did you read about that?
I did, but you tell us.
Well, I just was so fascinated that the very tip of your tongue is salty, and then a little bit further back is sweet, and then further back from that is bitter.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the back sides is where sour is. So if you're thinking about sweet and salty, it's like it's just your tongue gets more of a journey.
Sure.
Whereas it's not just one thing for it.
Yep. It's got to hit that tongue just right.
Uh-huh. And then just as it's moving into your throat, you get salt and sweet, and it's just wonderful.
Maybe that's why I like to put my tongue on the rim of my margarita glass to get that salt.
Probably.
things you guys should not know about me. Okay, let's move on. I would love to hear, Jamie.
Okay.
A little ping pong game, if we will.
Okay.
Of our favorite sweet and salty snacks.
Okay.
So because you always yell at me for telling you to go first, I'm going to start.
Great. I love that you're advocating for yourself.
Thank you. Always and forever. Okay. My favorite, maybe. I use favorite a lot. You know, you all know this. This is not old news. But one of my favorite sweet and salty snacks is literally named a sweet and salty bar. It is Nature Valley's sweet and salty bar. Have you
had
it?
That's going to be one of your favorites?
Yes. Have you had it?
I think I have once, but it wasn't memorable enough that I had it on a list.
Well, listen to this. Think of your normal granola bar, but the bottom of it is dipped in like this yogurty, milky frosting. Yum.
Okay.
And it's not usually, it's not as crumbly as usually Nature Valley can be. It's like stuck together with like some honey and whatnot. So
it doesn't create a Hansel and Gretel trail of everywhere exactly. that you've been for safety.
Exactly. It's one of my faves.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's a breakfast item, but I treat it as one and my body is satisfied well, every morning.
I don't subscribe to foods at certain times of the day. So I'm for that.
Yeah. Love it.
Sometimes
love
it, love you it. Need pad thai for breakfast. I don't know.
It's true.
Just hypothetically. Not sure.
Love it.
Okay, my first one.
Okay.
It didn't ever occur to me that it was a sweet and salty snack.
Okay.
But as I was doing my research, I read it and I thought, that's one of my favorite foods. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wait, you're right.
Because peanut butter is salty.
Salty, salty.
And jelly is sugar.
Sweet.
And I thought, wow, I have sweet and salty snacks probably once a week.
That is amazing.
So
that is
what's
amazing.
Your jelly of choice? I think we've talked about this before, but I don't remember.
You know, I'm not a big jelly fan, but if I had to choose, strawberry.
I thought
all the
you
way.
Loved a PB&J.
No, I don't hate a PB&J.
Okay, well, moving
she's,
on. She's out of here.
She's a I was gonna say an accomplice. She's an acquaintance.
Oh
yeah, she's not a bestie.
Oh,
she's
we have shared those BFF necklaces, B Fry and Insta End.
Right.
So that's where I live with the old PB&J.
What's your jam of choice?
Ooh.
Jelly or jam?
Jelly.
Okay.
Wait, what's the difference?
Jelly is a little more liquidy. Jam is a little more like.
Oh, jam.
Hunky chunky.
Jam, 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 okay, jam. Okay. Jam, just like my name.
Yep.
I love like a blackberry
currant.
No jam. Blackberry.
I don't know what currant means.
Okay, we've got to move on. This is not a peanut butter and jelly episode, and we're not showcasing our strengths of intelligence.
Vocabulary.
Yep. Okay, moving on. What's your next one?
Okay, wow. My next one is, I'm really seeing how those sugary snacks have influenced you today. The next one is yogurt-covered pretzels.
Okay.
Yes? Circle yes or no. Will
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Will you date my yogurt-covered pretzel? Circle yes or no.
Sure, yeah.
So are you circling
I will
yes
be...
or are you circling or?
I'm circling yes. I'm circling.
Did you ever do that in middle school though? You're a guy that
do
like,
you like me?
Like,
yes, no.
Yes or no.
But there was always a
and
maybe.
Then you circle or.
Oh no, we had a maybe all written in caps at the bottom and you were like,
oh, that's sad.
Somebody just say yes or no. Stop leaving me in limbo.
Oh goodness.
20 years later, still living that life.
I know, I feel it. Yogurt covered pretzels is mine. And specifically, I've mentioned these not too long ago because they were my snack of the week, was the strawberry yogurt covered pretzels from Trader Joe's.
But you don't like chocolate covered pretzels?
No, I'm fine with them. They're just not my number one choice.
Okay.
Have you had peanut butter covered chocolate pretzels?
Is the peanut butter in the pretzel or the peanut butter like a coating? Because
did I say that weird?
No, I just there's could be some options.
The peanut butter is where the chocolate would be, so outside.
And then there's chocolate on top?
No.
Just peanut butter covered pretzels.
Yes.
Okay. No.
It's like probably like a peanut butter white chocolate mixture to make it like the chocolate consistency, but it has peanut butter flavoring.
No, I have not.
Very good. Also very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My next one is we're taking it to fast food town.
Okay.
You drive through. I'm going to pull this like a Fallon. So you're driving through the Wendy's parking lot and you pull up and you order a small Frosty and a small fry and you dip your French fry into the Frosty.
I saw where this is going from the very beginning. Yes.
So.
Yes. Do you still do that?
I haven't done it in a really long time, but I'm not opposed to it.
I just hardly go to Wendy's anymore.
Yeah. I mean, a 4 for $4, though, will sometimes really serve you well.
I just heard about a 4 for $4.
I know. I was there when you learned about
it. If you are on a budget, you need to head to your local Wendy's because you can get 4 items for $4.
I lived near a Wendy's at the beginning of the pandemic, and one of my excursions out of the house would be through a Wendy's drive-thru and get a 4 for $4.
Mm, such a great idea. Okay, next on my list, chocolate dipped bacon.
Ooh.
Are you with me?
I've never had chocolate dipped bacon. I have a bacon item on here.
Wait, what?
I have a bacon maple donut.
Ooh, very similar, very similar.
So,
well, bypass that donut because some people just take their fried bacon and dip it right into chocolate.
Like it's just crispy bacon, yes. Just like dipped in
chocolate. It's almost like when you take.
Where have you had such a delicacy?
To be fair, I don't know if I've actually had it. I've just seen photos.
One of my very favorites is something I've never actually consumed.
It's my favorite idea. it would be like one of your pretzel rods dipped in chocolate, but instead of a pretzel rod, it's bacon.
You've got to have some pretty crispy bacon to do that, don't. I don't like my bacon super crispy.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, crispy.
No.
You like soft, chewy bacon?
I like it kind of in the middle ground.
Oh, buy.com. No thanks.
So dipped in chocolate doesn't sound quite so appealing.
Sure. That's fair.
But crispy bacon that's like kind of turned into like bacon bits on top of a maple donut. Ugh, I love a maple bar. I love a maple bar so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm in to win with that one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Also, speaking of pancakes.
Yeah.
Just a breakfast.
Yeah.
Bacon and... I already said it. Bacon and pancakes.
You didn't say that.
Oh, I thought I said pancakes. Wow. I ate too much sugar this afternoon, okay? And I'm having a stroke. Bacon and pancakes for breakfast.
Sure.
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Which is probably the... You know what? I am blonde and I am here, and I just realized that's the inspo for a bacon maple bar.
Wow. We are here. Oh my gosh, though, yes. After I eat my pancakes and I still have leftover bacon, I just swirl it into my leftover syrup.
Yes.
Okay, next on my list. I don't like these, but they fit the demographic. Peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah. Blech.
Don't like them.
Get them out of here.
And peanut butter M&Ms just aren't salty enough.
I would rather have a trail mix with a peanut and a regular M&M than a peanut M&M.
Yes. Why is that?
Don't ask me to explain my logic.
I know what
it is. There is none.
No, I have it. It's the ratio. You're going to be taking 3 M&Ms to the 1 peanut. I get it. I get what you're
doing. Or what happens is your trail mix has just been shook up so long that there's some salt on top of your M&M, and then you just don't eat the peanut at all.
That is actually true. If I could get a salted M&M, I'm in.
Yeah. We're just using the peanuts as a conduit for like a little dust, but we're not actually eating the
peanut. I'm 100% with you. Yes. Trail mix isn't my jam, but if I had one that you just described, I would be buying.
Okay, I do have a trail mix that I like that's actually on my list.
Oh, okay.
The Target, have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I've heard of it.
Target is my favorite boutique.
Yes.
They have a brand called Favorite Day. And they have a Favorite Day brand trail mix is good. And then they also have a s'mores trail mix that has like dried marshmallows.
Yum.
It mixed in. And we know that this girl here loves a marshmallow.
Yes.
So, sweet, salty.
Is the marshmallow dried up like a Lucky Charms?
Yes.
Okay, I'm there.
Great.
If it was like a normal fluffy one, bye.
Interesting that you would have a space marshmallow, but not an earth marshmallow.
Take me to space, but only with a marshmallow.
I've never called them a space marshmallow and an earth marshmallow, but that's my new favorite thing.
I'm in it to win it.
Man, give me a good fluffy earth marshmallow and I will chubby bunny.
Speaking of, what did we just do recently with a space marshmallow?
Our Lucky Charms ones?
Yes.
We had a cookie night.
We did. Well, we had a mac and cheese night.
We had a snack night. And one of the things I made was vegan chocolate chip cookies to prove to Fallon that they are delicious and that you in no way would ever know they were vegan. Yeah.
We'll share it on the Instagram soon.
Yes. But Fallon brought over some old, expired space marshmallows / just the marshmallow.
Who said that they were expired? There was no tag on them.
My tongue and my teeth.
fair.
My teeth had to work
they
hard.
Were a little
my
chewy.
Teeth had
they
to work harder little... than they needed
but
to
you
for
know
marshmallow.
What? It didn't matter once they were cooked.
No. So we thought, well, we can't really eat these. I can't eat these as is. But I stuck them in the cookie dough mm-hmm. in half the batch. And then mm-hmm. we also put sea salt on every cookie. Speaking of sweet and salty.
Yep.
And lived our best. Those cookies were delish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's true. Is it my turn already?
It is your turn.
Okay. So next one on my list. This is so simple, but so satisfying. Chocolate chip cookie. Sprinkled with salt.
Well, that was what I was just describing when I said our cookie experience.
I just wanted to make it a little more clear.
Okay, great.
That is also all you need.
sea salt on ice cream.
Ooh, okay, I've never done it, but I've heard it has.
Okay, so when you if you take your ice cream out and you're like, man, this is kind of like hard to get into. I don't uh-huh. have 20 minutes of patience in my spirit to wait.
Uh-huh.
You
Who
put
does?
Sea salt on top. One, it creates a sweet and salty moment, and mm-hmm. two, it melts faster mm-hmm. because salt melts things.
Yep.
I don't know the science of that, but I know that it works.
Yep, we've seen it done.
I've seen it every winter.
Class. It's true. Oh yes,
every winter.
It's true.
They salt the streets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Growing up in our states. Our northern states, we saw so much of that.
Oh, no. We only had one snow a year at my house. It's similar to Nashville.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Washington.
Yeah. Seriously. We only had like one snow a year.
Oh, I thought it snowed a lot there.
Up in the very, in the mountains, but. Mm.
You don't come from the mountains.
No.
No. That's fair.
I didn't live in a national park.
That's fair. Okay. Next on my list. Remember when we said M&M's had peanut dusting that we liked?
Yes.
Well, we're going to put that down, flip it, and reverse it.
Wow.
And we're going to do honey roasted peanuts.
I was going to say, I'm not stretched for that.
Yeah, well, here you are. Honey roasted peanuts.
Oh, I love nuts with like a glaze mm-hmm. or some sort of sweet something or other.
Honestly, the only one I can do
you
is honey roasted.
You only like peanuts though, right?
No, this is false. False news. Fake
of,
news.
Of nuts.
Of nuts, I do honey roasted peanuts and I do pistachios.
Oh, pistachios.
That is all I do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I do love a pistache.
Oh man, I love pecans and walnuts and all of them.
I just realized my new Halloween costume for this year. I'm gonna dress up like a pistachio with a mustache and be a
mustachio. I'm in.
Or a pistache.
Okay. What if it's two people and one's a
mustache
and one's a pistache and one's a mustachio?
What's the difference?
Nothing, but it's just their name.
Is it
their name's just different? So they're two pistachios, but they each have name tags.
Can we do it? I think in the office we're supposed to dress up for Halloween this year.
Okay,
so I will be pistache and you'll be
mustachio. Okay, great.
Done.
I don't know where we get those costumes from, but we
create them. Oh, we make them.
Okay.
Homemade.
Wow.
Just like our mothers used to
okay,
do.
Great. Okay, great. Okay.
Your turn.
Oh, wow. That got me really, my wheels spinning. Okay. Kettle corn.
Sure.
Or caramel corn or sure. Chicago popcorn. Any popcorn that's coated in something sugary and sweet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is a dream for me.
Will you tell the listeners what a Chicago popcorn is?
Chicago popcorn is cheesy popcorn and caramel popcorn in one just sort of mix together like you're at patio chips. Yeah. Yes. I was going to say like you're at a youth group icebreaker. Just all mixing and mingling together.
Mm-hmm. Which it also smells really bad.
Well, also the same with this.
Right. That's
the
what
cheese
saying.
And the sweet.
That is what I'm saying. Great. Love that. Can't say I've had Chicago style.
Well, you had Columbus style popcorn when Al sent us, which is like a little bit of a twist to that. It was like a white chocolate or butterscotch. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. And
a
cheddar.
Things.
So,
which great news. One of my best friends just moved to Columbus, Ohio. So I will be frequenting Al's once I go visit her.
Can you make sure and bring an extra suitcase for all the snacks
Send
you need
your
to bring
orders
back?
And I got you.
Okay, great. I did come back from the UK with a whole extra bag for you.
You did.
So.
And not even a whole extra bag.
But the bag was included. was also for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a journey.
We're talking Percy Pigs if you don't know.
If you haven't listened to that episode. Go back.
Okay. Next and last on my list as we're wrapping up. Trader Joe's just came out with a salted maple ice cream.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, I got to drive myself over to TJ's.
Yes. And it has like ribbons of maple in it that's salted.
What?
So it's not only like the vanilla maple ice cream, but it's also like ribbons of maple.
I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready.
Yum. Yes. Go to the freezer section and don't forget about her.
Is it just a fall flavor? Because they're really hitting the maple hard right now.
It is a fall flavor. It's going to be gone soon.
That's upsetting. Can we create a store where you have all the flavors of a holiday all year round? So if I want pumpkin spice, I can get it. If I want peppermint, I can get it. Mm-hmm. If I want, I don't know what's in springtime.
Candy corn?
Sure. That's Halloween.
Not springtime. Halloween, mm-hmm. I was thinking.
Peeps,
correct.
I just want holiday option, holiday specific flavors all year round. Mm,
I like it.
But maybe I wouldn't like it as much. You know, you always want what you can't have.
Ooh, let's preach about that.
Yeah, so.
Let's preach about
this.
This
is not a psychology podcast, so I don't want to get into that.
Or a dating podcast.
I wish it was. If anyone wants to help either of us out.
I'm thriving. You speak for yourself. Right.
I am not thriving. So, I mean, I'm thriving as a human. My dating life isn't thriving.
I'm really just saying thriving because I've gone on like one date in the past month. And it feels good.
Our bar set pretty low. So here we are.
Oh, I love it so much. Did you have one more to share?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. This also shoots back to the international snack episode. Mm-hmm. Did I ever give you chocolate covered potato chips?
No, but you have mentioned them, and I'm still waiting why I haven't received them.
I only found them in the country of Japan, so I do not know if they sell these in the United States. But it was literally like a bag, like a potato chip bag.
Sure.
But every chip was dipped in chocolate.
I'm in.
I wonder if we could make that ourselves.
Oh, 100%. I'll grab the bag of Ruffles. You melt the chocolate.
Okay.
We will meet in the middle.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, done.
I don't know what our prong situation for dipping is and then laying it out, but we'll figure
our
that
fingers.
Out. That's too hot. Hot chocolate?
No, not the whole thing. We'll do half.
Oh, these were fully.
I think we should do half.
These were not a sight of potato I could see.
Or peanut for that matter. but I think, just half I'm picturing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could try different flavors. A barbecue one.
Oh.
A dill pickle one.
A patio chip bag where we just grab one of every flavor.
Maybe a Pringle.
Ooh, we got a chip charcuterie board. A
chocolate charcuterie board.
Did we just start a company?
We need to say that again.
Chip chocolate charcuterie board.
TM.
Who wants
trademark
to come to,
it quick?
Yeah, yeah. Who wants to come to our party?
It's been patent. No one steal it. How does that work? How does patents work?
You have to write into someone? Yeah, you register. There's also patent attorneys.
Call him up. Where is he?
Okay.
Mr. Patton?
I've got him on speed dial. I've got so many patents in my brain.
I love it. Great.
Well, before we end, I do also want to say, if you feel like you want sweet and salty things given to you, or you want to gift them to someone else, Harry and David.
Love them both.
Heard of that website?
Yep.
They have a sweet and salty gift box. And there's like a regular size, a grand size, a deluxe size. We're going to read the grand size because that's the largest one.
Ooh,
so that we can see everything that's in it.
That's the one we'd be ordering anyway.
Moose Munch Premium Popcorn. So caramel popcorn. Mm-hmm. Trail mix. Honey wheat pretzels. 3-seed crackers. Pepper and onion relish. Mm. Raspberry honey mustard pretzel dip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in on all that.
Yep.
Mixed nuts. You're out on those.
Bye.
Raspberry galettes. Don't know what those are. 2 white chocolate raspberry cookie bars.
Okay.
3 German chocolate cookie bars.
Right.
Cheryl's Cookies crunchy chocolate chip cookies.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Fruit salad gummies.
What is a fruit salad gummy?
It looks like it's a bunch of gummies in the shape of different fruit, and I'm guessing whatever shape it's in is also the taste.
Mm. So it's like fruit jammers.
Like, it looks like there's a lemon, maybe an orange.
Fruit snacks. It's fruit snacks.
Yeah, yeah. But in like kind of fancy gummy form. So
thank you, Harry and David.
Sweet and salty. People love it. Also, there was an add wine option. A wine pairing for your sweet and salty snacks.
Done. In.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Before we get into snack of the week, I do want to play a quick game called Good or Gross.
Oh, I love this game.
I know you haven't played it in a really long time.
Okay.
So our friends over at food.com put together 25 ways to get your sweet and salty fix. And I'm going to read a couple of them. And I want you to say good or gross.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
5, 6, 7, 8. Sweet toffee pretzel mix.
Good.
Peanut butter chocolate pretzel bars.
Good.
Bacon brittle.
Good.
Caramel candy bars.
Good.
Sweet, salty, chocolate chip cookie pizza.
Good. Pizza.
Do you want me to describe it to you?
Yeah.
It's like a big...
like a cookie cake?
It's a cookie cake, and you just press in pieces of pretzel into it.
Okay, great.
Very simple.
Good, good, good.
With a side of milk.
Great.
Okay. Honey, oat, and peanut butter balls.
Great.
With coconut on top if you want.
Ooh, you know she I love coconut.
Is in. Okay, listen to this. Sweet and salty grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
You add dates to it.
Nope, gross.
Okay. We almost had a whole
We were good, almost 100% good.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I don't want a date in my grilled cheese.
I want a date on Friday night, but not in my grilled cheese.
I want a date to bring me a grilled cheese, but not a date in my grilled cheese.
Right, right.
Am I right?
I am right.
Okay.
I meant you're right. okay, couple more. Rolo pretzel turtles.
Oh, good. Ugh, love Rolos. Gross.
I love Rolos, but the turtle backs on these little things.
Oh, yeah. You don't like
what's
a,
that nut?
A pecan.
Blech.
Yeah.
They look like brains. okay, two more. Banana Nutella Delight. This is a Ritz cracker, Nutella, and banana on top.
Good.
Me too.
That's. I wish my mom knew about that for an after school snack.
I know, right? And last but not least, a sweet and salty breakfast sandwich. You're going to add sweet bacon.
I'm adding sweet bacon to
An egg sandwich.
Oh. Oh, good.
Yeah, with some chives on top.
Chives?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those are those little green things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I love chives.
Sure, good.
She's in.
I'll always try something once.
Okay, you won.
Well.
You won the game show.
Did I win or did I eat too much based on what I thought was good?
I hear it. I hear win, win, win.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, great. Thank you for tuning in to our sweet and salty snack episode.
Also, you mentioned this at the beginning, but we would be remiss to do a sweet and salty episode and not talk about margaritas. With salts around the rim. Just for an adult.
Oh, yes.
The drink is sweet.
Yep. The rim is salty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
That is true. For some reason, when you said that, I was thinking chocolate and was getting confused on how chocolate has to do with a margarita, but nope. I am with you.
Just sweet and salty. Sweet. What's that? Is it called sweet and sour? That's it? Anyways, I can't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Words are hard.
Mm-hmm.
I am blonde. I ate too much snacks this afternoon.
Wait. When you said that, we forgot one thing.
What?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh.
First they're salty, then they're sweet.
Yeah,
actually,
so
it's
are
sour, but I change it to salty.
Yeah. What so are
wait, question, is sour salty or is sour sweet?
Sour is a different place on your tongue.
I know,
so
but
it's zeet neither.
Would you say
sweet's around the edge, then salty, and then sour's on the back. So it's a different. So you have four different flavor palettes on your tongue.
Okay.
Sweet, salty, sour, bitter.
For some reason, I think sour, and I think that leans salty. But would you say leans sweet?
I think it leans sour. Let's not make it have to pick one or the other.
Okay, that's true. Who are we to say?
Yeah, let's sour be sour.
Let sour be sour. Okay, with 3 minutes remaining, Jamie Crockett, I would love to have us talk about snack of the week.
Snack of the week.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I want you to go first. You started this.
Oh, fine. But I had you go first last time, so I thought, here we go. Have you been to Aldi's?
Yes.
Have you visited their cookie aisle?
Yes.
Have you had their fudge cookies that have peanut butter in them?
Yes, that tastes like a tag-along from the Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, y'all, they're called Benton's Peanut Butter Fudge Cookies. And they're literally a tag-along, but add more peanut butter and replace that plain old vanilla cookie with a chocolate cookie. Whoa.
They're literally a mix between a Girl Scout a tag-along mm-hmm. and a Tim Tam slam, and a Tim Tam from Australia.
Yes, and you can Tim Tam slam this cookie in your coffee. I did it yesterday morning. Maybe.
Did you slam
maybe,
one cookie?
Wait. Maybe better than a Tim Tam. I know. I said it.
Wow.
It was that good.
I mean, at least it's now something in your country that you have access to.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to move
cheap,
on from...
And they're cheap because it's Aldi.
I know. Are you going to move on from Trader Joe's and just be all an Aldi girl now?
If it was closer, yes. But it's just so dang far away from
my
house.
You're also not anyone that will drive anywhere for anything, unless it is like within a mile of your house. You're like, oh, I've never been there.
That is not true. That is not true.
I've never been there. It's like 20 minutes away.
I used to travel to Madison, Tennessee. All the time.
For a boy.
For a guy. Did I love it? No. But I did.
I actually do remember that being a topic when you first started dating. You're like, but he lives so far away.
That's fine. I found one closer. Okay.
Because she is thriving.
With my one date a month. Okay. What is your snack of the week?
Okay. My snack of the week is actually from Trader Joe's.
Right by my house.
Right by your house. Something you're aware of because it's within your radius clause, which is 1 mile. It is called Cowboy Caviar.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a corn black bean salsa.
Okay.
But not a blended salsa. And I got that and some quinoa and black bean chips from Trader Joe's. Okay. I just was like feeling chips and salsa, but I wanted to try something new. And so Cowboy Caviar. Feels Yum. Like such a fancy title for just from some like corn salsa.
Yeah, no. I have had it and it is VV good. I've also made homemade.
What?
Yes, you literally take all sorts of cans of
and just dump them in. Yeah. This one's a little spicy though. I feel surprised that you liked it.
You know when I like something spicy, I really, really gotta like it, i.e. the roti canai from Hawkers.
Bless you.
Yeah, for those that don't know it, it's a whole meal.
It's a meal from a Asian street food place in Nashville, mm-hmm. and it is a spicy sauce that she likes that I felt shocked. Like, I couldn't get over that she liked it so much because she is so unappreciative mm-hmm. of spicy things here on the pod.
I know. Okay, thank you for sharing your snack of the week.
Thank you for sharing your snack of the
week. Before we leave, we have one more snack of the week to share. If you guys remember, we have our listeners call in and share with us their snack of the week so we can start sharing more of our community's snacks of the week.
I can't wait for this. I'm so excited for our first one.
Yeah, so our first one is from our friend Kara Blevins. So let's listen to her snack of the week.
Hi, my name is Kara and I live in South Dakota, and my snack of the week is the Perfect Bar. There are lots of different flavors, but my favorite flavor is the dark chocolate chip peanut butter bar. So if you love peanut butter, if you're looking for a meal replacement or just a snack, the Perfect Bar is the way to go.
I love Perfect Bars. Have you had them?
I've never had a Perfect. Wait. Do you keep them in the fridge?
Yes, and they sell them at like Trader Joe's, Whole Foods,
yes,
Target.
Yes, Kara, you are 100% right.
My friend had a baby, and I went to help out, and she asked me to go get this was several years ago, and she asked uh-huh. me to go get one, and I was like, I don't know what that is, and I had to scour because it's in like a random place in the refrigerated uh-huh. section, uh-huh. and they're so good.
They are so good. Oh, thank you so much for sharing your snack of the week, Kara. I hope you get all the Perfect Bars this week.
Perfect week with a perfect bar.
Amen. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Please share with us any salty and sweet snacks that we did not talk about on the pod. We know there's so much more. So head over to the Snack Show Pod on Instagram and let us know what we missed.
And if you want to tell us your snack of the week, is the link on our Instagram?
We will put it on our Instagram. So yeah, it's a live link forever and always. So anytime you want to share your snack of the week, click on that link. Quick, record yourselves. We only have 30 seconds, so make sure it's short and sweet. And then we'll hopefully have you on the pod one of these days.
I can't wait to hear more people's snacks.
I know, me too. It's going to be my new favorite segment, I think.
Me too.
Well, I guess it's the same segment. My new favorite
extended. She's over me. She wants to hear from you guys instead.
It's true. Okay.
She's sick of me.
We'll see y'all next week.
I'll eat more snacks before then.